Chapter 7. Catherine is in love. If it were true that Catherine was in love, she was certainly very quiet about it. She had told Morris Townsend that she would not mention him to her father, and so she never mentioned his numerous visits. After the dinner at Washington Square, it was only polite for Morris to visit, and the visits continued. These visits were the most important thing in Catherine's life. She was very happy, although she did not yet know what the future would bring. She was simply grateful for the present. Morris's voice, his face, his words were always in her mind. Catherine's father suspected Morris Townsend's visits and noticed Catherine's silence. This silence irritated the doctor more than anything else. He hated to talk to Lavinia about this matter, since there was an air of mystery about her, but he needed to know what was happening. One day he asked Lavinia,
"What is going on in this house?"
"Going on, Austin?"
exclaimed Mrs. Penniman.
"Well, I don't know. I think the old gray cat had kittens last night."
"At her age?"
said the doctor as he smoked his cigar.
"The idea is surprising. But what else has happened? Why haven't you told me that Morris Townsend is coming to the house 4 or 5 times a week?"
Mrs. Penniman raised her eyebrows and said,
4 times a week?
3 times or 5 times, if you prefer. I am away all day and I see nothing."
With her eyebrows still raised, Mrs. Penniman said,
"I cannot reveal a secret."
"Whose secret? Catherine's? Mr. Townsend's? If it is Mr. Townsend's secret, it is very indiscreet to form secret alliances with young men. You don't know where they may lead you."
"I don't know what you mean by alliance,"
said Mrs. Penniman.
"I take great interest in Mr. Townsend. I won't deny it. But that is all."
"That is quite enough. What is so interesting about Mr. Townsend? His good looks?"
"His misfortunes, Austin. I don't think I can tell you his story. I am sure he would tell you if you listened kindly."
The doctor gave a laugh.
"Then I shall ask him very kindly to leave Catherine alone."
"Catherine has probably said something to him kinder than that."
"Said that she loved him? Do you mean that?"
Mrs. Penniman stared at the floor and said,
"She doesn't talk to me about him. All I can say is that Catherine is very happy."
"Townsend is trying to marry her. Is that what you mean?"
"He is very interested in her and says charming things about her. Catherine has a lovely nature, and Mr. Townsend has had the intelligence to discover it."
"Do you think he is sincere?"
asked her brother.
"Deeply sincere."
Dr. Sloper continued to smoke his cigar in silence.
"What about the misfortunes that you haven't told me about? Did they make him poor?"
"It's not only a question of money. He is very much alone in the world. He has had false friends who have betrayed him. He has been wild in the past, and he has paid for it. It's a long story,"
said Mrs. Penniman.
"I've heard that he lives with his sister and her children and does nothing for himself."
"He is very seriously looking for a position."
"Precisely. He is looking for it here, over there in the front parlor. The position of husband of a weak woman with a large fortune would suit him perfectly."
Mrs. Penniman got up, looked at her brother angrily, and said,
"My dear Austin, if you think Catherine is a weak woman, then you are greatly mistaken."
And with this, she walked majestically away.